This is St. Louis Public Radio. 10 former aircraft workers and North County residents say they were exposed to radioactive waste stored near Lambert Airport after World War II and have filed suit against Mallinckrodt and another federal contractor. They want to join an ongoing federal lawsuit that began in 2012 that includes hundreds of people who lived or worked near the site and near Coldwater Creek. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports from the piece of land that was used to store radioactive waste next to McDonnell Douglas.
From where I'm standing, you can see Lambert Airport, the trees along Coldwater Creek, and the campus of Boeing. There's a 22-acre tract of land that the military used after World War II. Defense contractors had to store waste generated by Mallinckrodt, which processed uranium to create the atomic bombs. In the 60s, metal drums of residue and contaminated scrap that had been kept here were hauled away, and everything else was buried underground. The Army Corps of Engineers has since remediated the site, and they still monitor the soil for levels of radioactive materials that would be considered unsafe. But in the 1960s, Bob Malone was a young crib attendant at what was then McDonnell Douglas, handing the tools up to workers as they installed rivets on fighter jets.
Airplanes are constantly coming and going. The jet engines would kick up dust, and a lot of times it was so bad, you actually went inside the building to get away from it.
I met Malone and his wife Jody at their home in St. Peter's. Today, those memories have come back to haunt him. In the 60s, the waste disposal area was surrounded by a chain-link fence, which Malone would drive past to get to work. He remembers trefoil signs warning of ionizing radiation at the site, and that sometimes people would be working inside.
Not on a daily basis, but on maybe a weekly or monthly basis. And we questioned, they were in hazmat suits and also had the face gear on. And when we went back in the building doing our job, the employees would talk about, well, what are those guys doing out there? And just never assumed anything and just figured they know what they're doing.
Malone is convinced he was exposed to excessive radiation from the airport waste site while working at McDonnell Douglas, and that it put him at a higher risk for colon cancer, which he was diagnosed with in 2004. Malone and his wife say his doctors couldn't figure out why he had it.
Since I never smoked, I don't drink, and I'm basically in pretty good shape, they just...
He didn't fall into any other risk.
Since 2012, attorneys have filed lawsuits on behalf of about 400 people who lived or worked near the airport waste site, Coldwater Creek, and another storage site in Hazelwood. Each site has been largely cleaned up by the Army Corps of Engineers after unsafe levels of radioactive elements were found in the soil and water. But the plaintiffs claim that Mallinckrodt and other federal contractors acted negligently and allowed materials to leach into the environment, putting people nearby at a greater risk for cancer, thyroid disease, and other conditions. Mallinckrodt's lawyers declined an interview for this story. In court, they've filed several motions to dismiss the larger case. In the latest one, they argue the plaintiffs' claims were too vague to prove they were exposed to levels of radiation that are higher than federal limits. Further, they say the plaintiffs waited too long to make their case. Missouri has a 5-year statute of limitations for personal injury suits. For Malone, the issue is much more than a personal injury. It's about the men and women he worked with for 3 decades.
The only thing is, there were a lot of fellow employees that are no longer with us. And I feel I'm speaking for them.
By law, the people who worked for federal contractors at nuclear sites like the one at the St. Louis Airport can receive a lump sum and coverage of medical bills if they meet certain conditions. But determining if that will happen for people who lived and worked on the other side of the fence will take much longer. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.